This video is sponsored by Notion. Throughout history, the greatest minds have had access to information that they've experienced, but packaged well. If you've seen the movie Limitless, one of the lines that Eddie Mora says is that he didn't learn anything new after taking NZT 48. It's more so that all of his experience, all of his knowledge was processed and distilled in a way that was useful to him. It was coming out as a concoction of articulate ideas. And one of the most profitable skills you can develop in today's world is the ability to be articulate.
Greatness is coming, baby.
But where does that come from? How do you distill experience, information, insight, that odd blog post, the song you were listening to that gave you a spark of inspiration? How do you transform those into stuff that is useful, that fuels your creativity and your business? I realized that I had inadvertently been working on a commonplace book, a second brain, for the last 10 years of my life, because every time I would go out on a run or be in the middle of a college class, or especially while studying for the MCAT, I would be reading books or thinking about figures from history and how their experiences related to my current life. But in this video, I want to talk about how I use Notion as the stronghold of my second brain and how I'm actually using it to pursue my biggest dreams, my biggest goals, and how I managed to basically run an organization, a team, that is more sophisticated than I ever anticipated my life would end up being. And hopefully this video will give you some sort of motivation and insight into what is possible with your own life. Like how much you can actually achieve if you simply take the right actions. So let's start with the fundamental premise of why a second brain is important. As Tiago Forte writes in Building a Second Brain, information is the fundamental building block of everything that you do. Anything you might want to accomplish, executing on a project at work, getting a new job, learning a new skill, starting a business, these require finding and putting to use the right information. In fact, if you just break it down, all of life and all of the results in life, no matter how complicated, how stressful, how out of reach they may initially seem, they are simply acquiring the right information and putting it to use over a long enough period of time. Commonplace books were a portal through which educated people interacted with the world. They drew on their notebooks in conversation, and it helped them connect their knowledge to action in time so that they could basically do useful stuff. So what does a commonplace book do? They make our ideas concrete, they reveal new associations between ideas, and they incubate our ideas over time. Essentially, the combination of these factors, especially synthesizing two unrelated ideas, it helps you visualize the impossible. And that brings me to principle one of this video. Impossible is a checklist. That's a phrase that I got from Stephen Kotler's book, The Art of Impossible. And he said that no matter what you are trying to do, like imagine your biggest goal right now, it is actually a checklist. I felt this most strongly because within the last 2 months, I have finished a screenplay for a short film that is looking to probably clock in at 30 or 40 minutes in length. It was a pretty weighty thing, this script that I wrote. And I had been thinking about it for years, 10 or 12 years. And so every time in the past, like back when I was like a broke actor in Los Angeles, I would try to get writing this script. I couldn't get myself to do it. I didn't know what the words to produce. I would just end up like making a vision board or a mood board about the script and nothing would ever get done. And then I think because I reached a sort of midlife crisis about having turned 30, I realized I've never actually directed anything narrative, anything long form, despite being at the peak of my powers. I was like, enough is enough. I have to write this damn thing. So what I did, I sat down with my second shooter at a Crispin Green restaurant. And I made a checklist. So I made up this fake list of criteria about what I would do, like who I would be, as if I was not myself, I was outside of myself, about how to accomplish this checklist. And so I said, look, you're gonna read a book on dialogue. I don't know how to write a screenplay, but I know how to read a book. Okay, that's easy. And then I said, okay, what comes next? Well, you're gonna put in a click, which is a terminology that I created for myself. It's a term for putting in 50 to 90 minutes of work on just writing anything, like a free write. Just write one scene. And so I wrote the scene between my two lead characters, Liam and Sir Timothy, about these Irish dudes working on a dock. And slowly but surely, I just went down the checklist of what I made for myself on writing the screenplay. And within 2 weeks, the entire thing got written. A 17-scene screenplay got written. And according to Anuj, it was actually not bad. You can actually do this exercise for yourself. And what's amazing is that you don't need the expert's advice, the expert's approval on what the checklist looks like. You can just make the checklist, like any goal that you have for yourself right now, make a checklist on what it would take to achieve it from tasks that you definitively can do. You know, you're trying to produce words on a page. That's hard. What can you do? Can you write one scene? No, is that still too hard? Okay, can you read a book? Yes, okay. Perfect. I can start there. And then slowly but surely, you start visualizing and accomplishing more and more of what is not initially feasible. And so that is how I'm achieving so many of my goals in this season of my life that would otherwise have been so difficult. This brings me to principle number two, and this is more so in the weeds of how I use Notion to achieve the impossible. Full disclosure, this is like a required part of the video. I have to talk about my specific workflow. But hopefully it also will be very useful to anyone in any circumstance based on what you're pursuing. So for me, Notion is all about using my own nomenclature, trusting my own instincts, but building off of templates. So primarily the big goals I'm pursuing in this season of my life, they're built off into different team spaces. Notion has this like incredible architecture where big blocks are broken into like smaller and smaller chunks. And so you can start out your production with what is called a workspace or a team space. Mine are broken down into production schedules, finished scripts, research and development, which is just me ruminating on any idea, anything that I might be working on, whether it's courses, me trying to get a Hollywood agent, training for flight school, and then my newsletters, the books I'm reading, summaries of the books I'm reading, the information I have on my one-on-one clients, and lastly, just a private category where I just have like less focused ruminations on like life that I don't want the rest of my team to see. So team spaces or workspaces, they're just like this overarching category where you house pages. And pages are basically like the fundamental building block. It's a place where you just start housing ideas. And the workflow that has been most relevant to me in accordance with my team, both on the short film and on this YouTube production schedule, is a Kanban structure. So a Kanban workflow just lets you see the steps of a project into different stages. So for my YouTube production schedule, the Kanban looks like not started, completed scripts, the completion of the A-roll. This is an A-roll. A-roll is simply just talking to camera. The B-roll shoots, and then lastly, the final edits. With the River Rats production schedule, this is where it gets very, very exciting and complicated. As I share my production board here, there's 17 scenes. All of them right now are in pre-production because we're still casting. And pages can sort of build on top of each other. So I have pages for each individual scene. And then if I click into a scene, there's a mood board associated with each scene. I try not to let it get too complicated. So I really just use text or images, but you can have different blocks for like tables. You can make graphs. You can even get like much more technical and do like coding based blocks. This movie could cost me everything. Cost me my sanity. But no, it won't, because I have Notion. Notion is the stronghold that keeps this family strong. It keeps us together. So essentially, the big takeaway from this point is that it's best to just sort of get started. It doesn't have to look perfect. You just start with what you have. The truth is, I've been commonplacing and building out like different ways of organizing my ideas for the last 10 years. So me even getting to this semi-decent level where I have different categories and things are relatively well organized, it took a long time. Now, that being said, you can sort of skip past a lot of the building phase that I did by using templates. So all of my templates are listed in a link in the description box. You can check those out. And especially if you're a YouTuber, you can build out your own flow for how you complete videos, how you complete scripts. I mean, when it comes to the actual YouTube creation process, I follow checklists and I follow a flow for almost every aspect of the creation process, because otherwise it becomes very overwhelming. So following like a system of creation and having things well organized, it makes a huge difference in the accomplishment of a task. And I say this to a lot of my YouTube coaching clients, which, by the way, if you're interested in checking out, there's a link in the description box. You can learn more about how I help YouTubers get to 100,000 subscribers and beyond. Every YouTube video that you might have seen that's like especially really high production, maybe like a Nathaniel Drew video or a Yes Theory video, we look at these things and we think, wow, this is extremely complicated. Like, this creator is amazing. But as I would study these people, I realize that every video is just a breakdown of different content phrases. It's just A-roll. At some point, you have to just talk to the camera. There might be montage sequences, voiceover, vlog sections. No matter what is happening, you can actually break it down into its chunks. And so these templates and this workflow that I kind of like organize my mind around helps me get things done. And as daunting as this short film is, this is the flow that I'm going to be using to make this behemoth of a movie. Principle three, then. Trust your own instincts and your intuition. One of my favorite points that Tiago Forte wrote in his book, Building a Second Brain, is this idea that inspiration is a rare commodity and it is the first place that you should look at. It's the first place you should trust when working on anything. So he would often use it in reference to when you're reading a book, how do you know what you should note down? How do you know what you should pay attention to? Because we can't remember the entire book. Even a lot of my YouTube coaching clients, they ask me like, you know, how are you able to produce words so quickly? And how are you able to like articulate your thoughts so well? And actually the truth is, it's easy for me to articulate my thoughts because I follow my own instincts. I follow my own inspiration. That is to say, I will only note down categories of things if I find them interesting. And then I'll often use the book as a point to just riff off of. So I'll start like working on a script, reading a book. And then if it triggers ideas within me, I'll just go off the book and start going towards my own ideas. A lot of people worry that like, if I go off what the authority has said, if I don't do what the authority has said anymore, then it's not going to be good. And when in reality, the guy who wrote the book, the guy who is an authority is just a person who is operating off of their instinctive thoughts. Like sure, Tiago Forte and Stephen Kotler might've done some research and studied the subject very deeply, but you also have experience and instincts, and you can build off of those to get the results you want. Even when you're building out your commonplace book, build it in the way that makes sense to you. Like my team spaces might be newsletter books, clients, but I just made it up. You know, like I put it there because it was like useful to me in that organization, and you can do the same for you. And then the last point that I want to mention here is that you should use your commonplace book every single day. Using your second brain, using your commonplace book, it's kind of like a discipline. It's like a craft, just like working out is or meditating is. Because when you look at your ideas daily, even if you look at your goals daily, which by the way, I also house my goals inside a commonplace book, it like forces you to wrestle with and refine those ideas. And so the organization, the like completeness of a construct, it comes together when you work with it every day. So I use Notion every day, and I frequently now, because I'm pursuing goals that are so aggressive and so out of reach for me, I actually remind myself that a lot of these goals are possible by looking at Notion. Basically just telling myself that, hey, this is achievable, you can do this. If you're overwhelmed by any step, if you're overwhelmed by the fact that you have to make this entire movie or you have to train for this whole thing, just do these tasks and do these tasks this week. Break it down into that checklist. And through that, you end up achieving some really, really big things. Thank you to Notion for sponsoring this video. Get started easily on Notion by duplicating my templates found on Notion's template gallery. Their template gallery has over 250 categories, making it easy for you to find a template for anything you're building in Notion. It's never been easier to build and submit templates. All you need is a strong use case and design to become a template creator. Notion's template gallery is the easiest way to get started on Notion. Sign up with Notion for free using my link and duplicate my template on Notion's templates to easily get started. Notion's templates is where you can discover and be inspired by how others use Notion in their work and daily lives. The redesigned template experience is the easiest place to get started on Notion. It's the workspace where you create docs, take notes, manage tasks, and organize your life's work all in one place. Thank you for watching, and we'll catch you in the next one.